generally very, very upset, sort of quite disappointed, as in sorry for him, you know. Obviously, results haven't gone as the way the club would, or even Chris himself would have wanted them to go. But yeah, very disappointed and upset about it.
The club and Chris and Lee Dixon in particular talked about the challenges this season with player unavailability through injury or other commitments, coming up against tougher opposition as well. From a fan's perspective, how did you feel that Chris Bass had been doing given the circumstances of the season so far?
Yeah, I think it's tough, isn't it? You mentioned obviously the hurdles that he's had to overcome there, such as injuries and sickness, and you've also got player availability due to work commitments, holidays, things like that. None of those players are contracted, none of them get paid, it's all voluntary, so you can't force anybody to turn up like perhaps the other clubs in the league can. And they're expected to turn up because they're paid and they're contracted. So that's something that you have to try and find a way to be better than them. You know, they can call on players and they know they'll be there. So I think we were at a stage in the season where we've already said results haven't gone the way we would have wanted them to, anybody involved with the club, fans or otherwise. But there were signs that the corner was perhaps starting to turn.
Looking ahead now, Paul Jones taking interim charge until the end of the season. What do you make about that with Paul Jones taking the helm for the time being?
Paul's got experience. He's got all the badges required. So I'm sure he's going to do a good job. And I'm sure that people will get behind him and support him. Because at the end of the day, we're all football fans. We're all here because we love the Ravens. So we all want it to be successful in whatever guise that might be. So I think everybody's going to get behind him.
Two-pronged question, really. Where do you see Chris Bass going after this? And also, what do you think, you know, the club's reasoning will be behind this as well?
There is two sides to it, two obvious sides to it. There's a lot more than that to it, obviously. But the two important things are equally as important, but perhaps from different perspectives. Firstly, we hope Chris is okay, personally. He obviously can spend more time with his family now, but he's going to have a massive hole in his life all of a sudden overnight. Obviously, he runs his own business, so he's going to be able to concentrate more on that. So first of all, we hope that Chris is okay and he's handling it okay, and we're all there to support him, if you know, wherever, in whatever way we can. And then secondly, obviously, and equally as important, is the club needs to move forward and to continue to improve and to develop.